I'm Eli Manning.
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Pop at the theater at Madison Square Garden. We're going to show you the highlights of the Giants Town Hall meeting. Plus, the J Fund had its annual ice cream social. But to get things started, we take you inside the huddle of OTAs with the Giants DBs.
Make sure some of you young guys is going a little faster now. All right, offense is running routes at you. Make sure we know what to do. Think fast, play fast. All right, baby, here we go. DB,
here we go.
Somebody call it up. Here we go, baby.
Go. DB's on three. DB's on three. One, two, three.
D.
One of the key components of the Giants' secondary is Dominic Rogers Cromartie. So we asked some of his teammates, how well do you know DRC?
Anita Marks with Giants. This week it's time to find out how well does DRC's teammates know him. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am. Ready.
Are you confident that your teammates know you pretty well?
Depending on the questions.
What is his middle name?
R.
Okay, it starts with an R.
Rogers.
It would be Rashard.
Rashard?
Yes.
How'd you spell it? R-A-S-H-A-R-D?
R-E-S-H-A-R-D.
Ah, he all right with me, Rashard.
Okay. What's one of his nicknames?
Jit. Call him Jit. Call him DRC.
This one goes by a food.
I don't know this one.
Bologna.
Bologna? How'd you get bologna?
That's a college nickname, you know. Can't really tell y'all about that off the camera.
I would never believe that. I would think that was bologna. That's what I would think.
What's his biggest pet peeve?
His pet peeve, he don't like it when people yell at him.
Try again.
He don't like it when he loses his wallet. His pet peeve, don't bother him during the game.
Chewing other fingernails.
Oh, that's not good.
Mm-mm.
What's his favorite food?
Favorite food? He loves Popeye's chicken, man. That's like kind of in his routine almost, man. On game day sometimes he smells like chicken, man. I don't know. Maybe it's on his uniform and it's, I don't know what's going on.
Spaghetti.
Who makes the best spaghetti?
I do.
What's his favorite movie?
Favorite movie? He is a movie head. He loves movies.
This is like an epic one. This is one of those movies that you sit down and it's like 3 hours and you really got to pay attention.
Titanic.
Favorite movie? I don't know that one, but if I had the guess about how he dresses on game day, it might be the Mac or something like that, you know?
It's Troy.
Oh, well, I would have never guessed that as well either.
If you could play any other position in the NFL, what would it be?
Receiver or quarterback? Probably receiver, though.
How good would you be?
Real good.
Who would you, if you could play receiver, what give us a name. Somebody who's, oh man, if DRC played.
No. See, I can't give you a name. I got to give you a makeup of everything I would be. I'm like Julio Jones size. I got the speed of DeSean Jackson. I got the ability to go get the ball of my man from the Lions, Megatron. So I'm like three receivers in run.
What's his favorite music genre? What's all over his iPod right now?
R&B. He like to slow it down. It's the R&B.
Do you have any pets?
No. No.
What's wrong with pets?
I'm scared of dogs, cats, lizards, roaches, ants, anything.
Scared of ants?
Yes, I don't like nothing.
How you gonna be scared of an ant? How you gonna be scared of something you can kill when you don't even see it?
Who's your favorite superhero?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
When I was in college, my whole room covers and everything was Spider-Man.
What is his favorite phrase? What does he say all the time?
Favorite phrase, I'm with you when you're right.
I'm with you when you're right.
I'm with you when you're right.
That's his name, man.
I'm with you when you're right.
If you're right, he doesn't mind saying, hey, you know what? I was wrong right there and you were right. That's probably the thing that I love most about DFC.
Fans, how well do you know the Giants? We're going to give you a little sneak peek as we look back at the Giants town hall meeting after this here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota from the theater at Madison Square Garden where the Giants held their annual town hall meeting, an opportunity for Giants fans to ask players and coaches questions about the team. We want to welcome you to the Giants' second annual town hall presented by New York Presbyterian. Amazing things are happening here this evening. This is a rare opportunity for you, the season ticket holders, and loyal Giants fans, generations of Giants fans, to hear from the general manager, Jerry Reese, to hear from new head coach Ben McAdoo, hear from some of the players, and you have an opportunity to step up and ask some questions. We've redesigned the program between this year and last year based on your input.
It's cool. I've never been here at Madison Square Garden, and it's definitely a great experience for season ticket holders, and everyone should try to come out and do it who have season tickets because it's a cool experience.
Ben, what was going through your mind when you got the contract to be head coach?
I couldn't shake John Mayer's hand fast enough. I about ripped his arm out of socket. No, it's something you work for your whole professional life. You dream of since you're a kid, since you started playing. And it's an excellent opportunity in an outstanding organization, surrounded and filled with great people, and exciting time. Thank you.
The thing that stands out to me the most right now is the positive energy. There's a lot of energy around the practice facility, out on the field doing OTAs. I see all the positive energy out there. I'm excited about that. But number one, I want everybody to be healthy going into training camp.
I enjoyed it thoroughly. I feel that we got a lot of one-on-one with all the guys, the coaches, the coordinators, everyone. It was fabulous.
Are we going to be able to do some really aggressive blitz packages? You know, with the people we have in place now, I think we can be kind of scary with some blitz packages. What do you think?
I agree, Mike. I agree. I'm all for it. You got any you can draw up for me right now?
I'll try.
We'll take any and all ideas.
Obviously, you've been in the Giants organization for a long time and have a good relationship with Eli. So that leads me to my question. Who's going to be calling the plays this year?
Wow. That's impressive.
Eli.
You know, I'm wondering which New York media members have put you up and slipped a $100 bill in your pocket to ask that question.
This year was perfect. I mean, just had a taste of all the management, all the coaching staff, the new players, veteran players, and it was good interaction with the fans, all the questions that were asked, and just looking forward to a great season.
What was the moment for both of you that was the eye-opener that you thought to yourself, wow, this is the truth, this is the real thing, this is the NFL?
Well, I'll say the first time I covered Odell probably in practice, for sure. Yeah, I'll never forget that moment. Just he did a slant and he three steps, came at me really fast and changed my life. But
What about for you, Sterling?
I definitely say the moment woke up for me. I caught a hitch and I ran about 10 yards and I was like, surely there's nobody behind me. And then I looked behind me, it's JPP. I'm like, oh, I thought it was going to be like a DB or something, but that big guy's after me, so I definitely say that moment.
I think it's great. We did it last year. We had so much fun, and we got to sit front row center and watch a couple of new additions for the Giants. Really excited about the rookies, and I love having Snacks and Olivia there. It's going
to
be great.
I just wanted to know how, if any way, the big contracts awarded to this offseason will change your mentality heading into the season.
We'll let him answer first. This is a big thing to be able to actually leave Miami, come up to the, you know, to the big city, and represent my family. So, you know, I'm gonna just do it to the fullest. So when I go out there on Sundays, man, I still want to dominate, and to do that, I have to go out every single day and approach it as if I'm still trying to make the team, which that's something that'll never leave me.
What's it like coming back from an injury? Like, are you pushing yourself harder, or are you trying to not get injured again?
That's a good question, and I'm sure a lot of people that comment in my Instagram want to know that question as well. I know some of you out there that comment in my Instagram. I definitely battle day in and day out with the training staff trying to, you know, loosen the reins up and let me go a little bit. But between them and this guy in my ear telling me to just calm down and take it one day at a time, it definitely helps.
It's for ours to take. I felt like the past 2 years, you know, losing games by 3 points, coming up short is not an option really anymore. So everybody has to take it to a whole new level. You know, we brought in some guys right here who are going to be able to help us. We brought in a bunch of other guys, a bunch of pieces that it's just all got to come together at the right time. That's all it's about, is coming together at the right time.
Obviously a really cool experience for Giants fans to ask questions directly to players and coaches. When we come back, we'll tell you about Justin Pugh and his annual football camp as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Each and every year, Justin Pugh goes back to Pennsylvania for his annual football camp.
Go get him.
We're back in my hometown where the Pugh Crew summer kickoff. It's my second year doing it. Basically, just getting kids out here, teaching them the basic fundamentals, how to get in a three-point stance, how to hold a football, running through the bags, have five points of contact. Ooh, spin move. Everyone wants to be Odell Beckham, right? Everyone wants to be that next Eli Manning. But offensive line, this is the most important position on the football field. So what they're teaching you now is three-point stance, and it's going to be the basic foundation of any football player. You got to know a good three-point stance.
One, squat down. Two, hands out in front of you. Three, put it down on the ground.
Good.
And go.
Practice finishing your guys. When you get to the end, give them a little shot. That's when you get to bury somebody. That's like the best part of what we do.
It is a free camp for kids 8 to 14, and Justin is working with USA Football to put the camp on and just benefit the kids in the neighborhood.
Red 80, set up.
He's participated in many events like this over the years himself within our community, so it's important to him to give back as well.
What's up with you, man? What's up, Rocco? What's happening? How you doing? You ready to go?
For him to move from group to group and speak with these young kids and bring it down to a personal level for them, it shows him that he's one of the community.
Yeah, good catch. All right, let's check this out. What we got going on over here?
What's up, boys? We got Oklahoma drill over here.
Okay. You guys know Ryan Seymour? He's one of the offensive linemen.
Just as my roommate, when he asked me to come out here and support, you know, I was really excited about it. Just having the opportunity to come back and give back to the kids, I just think it's really important. They come out here, learn the fundamentals, learn how the game's played, and most importantly, just come out here and have fun.
Ooh, good catch. It's kind of cool for me to kind of leave my little mark on my hometown. It brings you back to the roots. I mean, I literally grew up just playing on this field, playing all my high school games here, so it's a really, really good time. Look, that packs a punch. It's huge to come back and be with these kids. Just be able to really let them know that they can do whatever they want to do. Aim big, shoot for the stars, and you can do some really good things. All right, one, two. That's a wrap. That's a wrap.
Justin Pugh doing great work within his community, going back to his hometown. Orleans Darkwa has proven to be a valuable player for the New York Giants. Here's a look at Orleans in 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Orleans Darkwa, and you're going 60 seconds with me. I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee. I cannot live without my Xbox. Favorite video game, I'm always playing Madden, the Madden series. I play that every day. My favorite food, if anything involving shrimp. My celebrity crush would be Janae Aiko. The actor I'd pick to play me in a movie would probably be Derek Luke. My strangest talent, I would like to think I'm a decent singer. I'll let y'all be the judge of that. Not right now. If I had a big play, the song I would like to be played is Mad City by Kendrick Lamar. Well, my friend made it so, like, I don't split poles with anybody. Yeah, so that'd probably be my superstition. The last song I sang in the shower would be The Pressure by Janae Aiko. Thanks for going 60 seconds with me, Orleans Darkwood.
Still much more to come here on Giants Access Blue when we continue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota from the theater at Madison Square Garden. Giants head coach Tom Coughlin continues to do great work with the J Fund, and they held their annual Sunday Blitz.
We're here at Quest Diagnostic Center. Today is the Sunday Blitz for the Tom Coughlin J Fund. All kids from, you know, surrounding community who are either battling cancer or have just battled cancer, and it's just a fun day for them to get out of the hospital rooms. They get here and just have fun.
We had a little four-cone drill going on, a little square drill, and they got to go in the end zone and do a little dance. The kids are big fans, and for them to be able to see us in person, I'm sure it's fun for those for the little kids.
It's a good experience just to see some of the kids that don't actually get a chance to go out and do things like this with their families. I mean, it's been awesome for me. So we had a little fella that would have a hard time going through by himself, so I was asked to go through with him, and I just helped him get up the ladder and through the obstacles, and he did a great job. He had fun.
I'm gonna beat you! I'm gonna beat you!
You can see the look on their faces, and you can tell that this is something that they've been looking to for a while, and to be out here and be a part of it, it's been awesome.
Come in and see the training facility and getting to meet some of the players and seeing the locker room, and it really makes it for a fun day, you know, and I think the kids really appreciate that.
Look at that. It's not bad, right?
I know for Beck, it gives him something really good to look forward to, and it kind of connects him to his social world well, too, because he can now go to all of his friends and say, hey, I went out to the Giants facility and had a really good time.
Oh, it's awesome. I got to meet Coach Tom Coughlin, one of the greatest coaches I ever watched in football.
This is a very special day for the J Fund, and this is an opportunity for us to say to you, you are very, very special to us.
We've just finished all the tours, and now we are in the ice cream phase. This is the part that all the kids have been waiting for.
Show us your ice cream.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you. That is good stuff.
The kids are here not thinking that they got cancer. They feel like they hit lotto. J Fund gives us a memory, not just one day. One moment in time for them is a lifeline of memory for us. It's a big deal.
Really cool stuff with former Giants head coach Tom Coughlin, and constantly doing great work with the J Fund. Well, OTAs are over. Mini camps start next week as the Giants continue their final run getting ready for training camp 2016. New head coach Ben McAdoo getting all those little pieces into place as this team tries to make a big run in 2016. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course on Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa from the theater at Madison Square Garden. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.